Well, great Wednesday morning, church. It's great to share God's word with you this morning. Today we're in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, just a short little verse, 1 through 11. And in today's reading, the Apostle Paul writes to the Corinthians about spiritual gifts. And he describes how the Spirit gives gifts to God's people. He gives them special gifts and says that there is one gift that offers, there is one Spirit that offers many gifts, including wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing powers, and more. So let's get right into it. Today, the God's saving word, again, is spiritual renewal. Let's begin. Now, concerning what you wrote about the gifts of the Spirit, I want you to know about the truth of them, my friends. You know that while you were still heathen, you were led astray in many ways to the worship of lifeless idols. And I want you to know that no one who is led by God's Spirit can say, "A curse on Jesus." And no one who confesses Jesus as Lord without being guided by the Holy Spirit. There are several kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit gives them. There are different ways of serving, but the same Lord is served. There are different abilities to perform service, but the same God gives ability to all for their particular service. The Spirit's presence is shown in some ways in each person for the good of all. The Spirit gives one person a message full of wisdom, while to another person the same Spirit gives a message full of knowledge. One and the same Spirit gives faith to one person, while to another person he gives the power to heal. The Spirit gives one person the power to work miracles, to another the gift of speaking God's message, and to yet another the ability to tell the difference between gifts that come from the Spirit and those that do not. To one person he gives the ability to speak in strange tongues, and to another he gives the ability to explain what is said. But it is one and the same Spirit who does all of this as he wishes. He gives a different gift to each person. Now, today's key verse is 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. The Spirit's presence is shown in some way in each person for the good of all. You know, spiritual gifts are of two general types. Something that God gives for the benefit of the community of believers, and some special ability given to an individual to carry out a job or to meet a need in the life of the church. What spiritual gifts does God list in this passage? What is the purpose of these gifts? And of course, it says he gives different gifts to each person, but each one is there to help the church to grow, to fulfill the ministry of the church. Which of these gifts do you have? Which of these gifts do you see in others? And which of these gifts do you think you might like to cultivate? Let us pray. Loving God, you are the generous and kind bestower of gifts from your Holy Spirit on all who follow you. Teach me to manifest the presence of your Spirit within me in the ways that reflect your love and your care. Amen. Well, okay, that brings our Wednesday morning together to an end. Tomorrow we'll be in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning at verse 12, where Paul teaches about the church as the body of Christ with many parts. And so, God bless you, and I look forward to our time together tomorrow.